Nash Voter Guide Text. U.S. House of Representatives. Members of Congress adopt the federal budget and laws affecting all aspects of local, national, and global affairs. They are elected by district and serve two-year terms. North Carolina has 14 congressional districts. Nash County is in the first district. Don Davis, Democrat, will work to boost access to quality health care and affordable housing, supports investing in job creation, high-speed internet, and public education, says climate change will especially harm lower-income families. Website, votedondavis.com. Tom Bailey, Libertarian, priorities, reduce the national debt and eliminate federal taxes, opposes gun control, supports public schools, but opposes U.S. Department of Education. Web, facebook.com/Tom Bailey for U.S. House. Lori Buckhout, B-U-C-K-H-O-U-T, Republican, would reduce regulation and boost free market capitalism, would stop the siege by millions of illegal immigrants by building the border wall, opposes a woman's right to abortion, and supports gun owners' rights. Website, LoriBuckoutForCongress.com, and for is spelled F-O-R. North Carolina General Assembly. The NC General Assembly has 50 senators and 120 representatives serving two-year terms. They adopt the state budget and laws affecting a wide range of topics. As in Congress, candidates have different views on how to represent the public interest on everything from abortion to tax fairness. See ncvoter.org/guide for more about the candidates in your district. North Carolina Senate District 11. James Mercer, Democrat, Director of Military Studies at North Carolina Wesleyan University, supports changes to address oversized classes and underpaid teachers, would improve law enforcement with community policing, officer accountability, and crime prevention initiatives, supports initiatives to boost affordable housing and economic growth. Website, votejamesmercer.com. Lisa Stone Barnes, Republican, now in North Carolina Senate, supports plans to drive down corporate tax rates and control government spending, would address barriers to health care, including costly regulations and malpractice insurance, supports local choices for parents and students, including charter schools and public grants to attend private academies. Website, lisabarnes4nc.com, and that's F-O-R. North Carolina House District 24, Ken Fontenot, Republican, and that is spelled F-O-N-T-E-N-O-T. Now in the NC House, pastor will promote prosperity with policies that incentivize careers, education, and generational wealth, says students are leaving school with no marketable skills. However, promoting trade skills in our K-12 system is a victory for all. Opposes communist co-opters who say voter ID law harms minorities. Website, FontenotForHouse.com, and that's spelled F-O-R. Dante Pittman, Democrat, and that's spelled D-A-N-T-E, Pittman, P-I-T-T-M-A-N. Barton College staff, Army National Guard captain, supports better funding of public schools, opposes giving wealthy families tax funds for sending their children to private schools, supports expanding affordable housing options, wants to improve rural health care access, and also protect a woman's right to reproductive freedom. Website, pittman4nc.com, and that is spelled F-O-R. NC House District 25, Nick Taylor, Libertarian. High school history teacher, advocates people, not politics. Specific policy plans are not apparent on his Facebook page. Web, facebook.com/Taylor4NC House. And four is spelled F-O-R. Lorenza M. Wilkins, Democrat. L-O-R-E-N-Z-A, M. Wilkins. Interfaith Food Shuttle Executive Staff. Supports labor unions and investing in small businesses. Would protect reproductive rights and voting rights. Will tackle climate change as a major national threat. Website, LorenzaWilkins4NC.com, and that is F-O-R. Alan Chesser, Republican, A-L-L-E-N-C-H-E-S-S-E-R, now in North Carolina House, VP of Tech and Security Company. Supports tax cuts and less regulation of businesses. Says he's 100% pro-life and against abortion. Website, alanchesser.com. Nash County Board of Commissioners. The county commission adopts the budget for schools and other agencies, and it oversees land use, affordable housing, the health department, recreation, and many other vital services. This year, voters elect 3 of the 7 members on the commission, depending on the district where you live. Visit ncvoter.org/guide for the candidates on your ballot. Commissioner, District 1. Marvin C. Arrington, Democrat. This candidate is unopposed. Commissioner, District 3. Freddie Howell, Republican, H-O-W-E-L-L. Now owns H.S. Howell Farms, former corporate career in home improvement industry. Says his priorities are agriculture, first responders, smart growth, and transparency. Wants funding for sheriff and ambulance services. Website, votefreddiehowell.com. Carnell Taylor, Democrat, C-A-R-N-E-L-L, Taylor. Owner of Second Wind Computers, formerly North Carolina Highway Patrol officer. Says his priorities are public safety, educational excellence, and environmental sustainability. Supports more resources for law enforcement. Web, facebook.com/carnell.taylor.129. Commissioner, District 4. Sue Leggett, Republican, L-E-G-G-E-T-T. Now a commissioner, works at Leggett Farms. Will continue to prioritize keeping county taxes low while making sure that Nash County thrives and local needs are met. Believes in conservative values for governing, supports agriculture and the farming community. Web, facebook.com/SueLeggett-Nash County. All one word. Corey C. Mercer, Democrat. Retired from military career and former Rocky Mount fire chief. Wants new infrastructure to address rapid growth in southern Nash County. Would emphasize workforce readiness, equity, and education, including better pay for teachers. Website, CoreyCMercer.com. Nash County Board of Education. The Board of Education hires the school superintendent and oversees finances, pupil placement, school policies, and curriculum choices. Because of a new law, the number of board members is being reduced from 11 to 7 this year. Schools in the Edgecombe County part of Rocky Mount will be under the Edgecombe County Board of Education. Nash County Board of Education members are elected by district on a nonpartisan basis. The district boundaries are all new. The district lines are the same as those for the 7 members of the Nash County Board of Commissioners. Vote for 1 candidate in your district. Find your district and the candidates on your own ballot at ncvoter.org/guide. District 1, Doniva Chavis. This candidate is unopposed. District 2, Jamin Whitfield. This candidate is unopposed. District 3, Dean Edwards, current Board of Education member, retired NC Highway Patrol Lieutenant, and now Assistant Chief of Police at RDU International Airport. Priorities, school safety, community engagement, and technology. Wants schools so good that people will move here to help their children prosper. Website, none. Franklin Lamb, L-A-M-M, current Board of Education member, previously worked at Southern Nash High School, which he also attended as a student. Originally from Spring Hope, where he still lives. No policy positions posted. Web, facebook.com/franklin.lamb, L-A-M-M. District 4, William Bill Sharp, S-H-A-R-P-E. Current Board of Education member, CEO and founder of PTL Family and Workforce Services. Previously worked as industrial engineer and as director of operations at Roanoke Schools. Priorities, increase supplementary pay for teachers, navigate demerger with Edgecombe Schools, create high-performing schools. Website, none. Karen White Jones. No website or information provided. Chris Bissett, B-I-S-S-E-T-T-E. Current Board of Education member, now fire marshal, formerly adjunct professor. Priorities, good financial management for school construction and better paid teachers. Put SROs and detection scanners in all schools for safety. Web, facebook.com/Chris Bissett 4, and that's the number 4. District 5, Linwood Weeks. This candidate is unopposed. District 6, LaShonda Washington, LaShawnda. Current Board of Education member, now Director of College and Career Readiness at Edgecombe Community College. Serves as VP of Strategic Twin Counties Education Partnership, or STEP, STEP. Its mission is to facilitate lifelong learning and workforce development for residents. Website, none. Evelyn Hines Bullock, B-U-L-L-U-C-K. Current Board of Education member, past president of NC School Boards Association, now on its board of directors. Serves on Safer Schools Task Force and as an advisor to the Public School Forum. Also serves as an advisor to State Board of Education. Website, none. District 7, Ricky D. Jenkins, current Board of Education member, NC Probation Revocation Hearing Officer. Priority 1, seek grants and other resources to continue making progress on ensuring the safety of our students. Priority 2, continue the demerger process with Edgecombe County Schools to get our system out of low-performing status and retain our most qualified teachers. Website, none. Sharonda Thomas Bullock, S-H-A-R-O-N-D-A, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Bullock, B-U-L-L-U-C-K. Current Board of Education member, Director of Operations at the Impact Academy. Previously was a health, safety, and environmental instructor at Edgecombe Community College and a history teacher at Rocky Mount High School and Rocky Mount Prep. Priorities? Academic excellence, accountability of practices, and alignment of the curriculum with the development of students as future leaders and workers. Web, facebook.com/profile.php?id=615-6265-3735-639. Other local candidates. Nash County Register of Deeds. Sandra Dawes Davis, Democrat, unopposed. Superior Court Judge. District 8A, Seat 1, Tim Wilson, Democrat, unopposed. District Court Judge, District 8, Seat 3, William Solomon Jr., Democrat, unopposed. District Court Judge, District 8, Seat 4, Matthew P. Sperati, Democrat, versus Jennifer K. Bennington, Republican. District Court Judge, District 8, Seat 5, Ed Brown, Democrat, unopposed. District Court Judge, District 8, Seat 6, William C. Ferris, Democrat, unopposed. District Court Judge, District 8, Seat 7, Alicia Slaughter, Democrat, unopposed. Soil and Water Conservation District Supervisor, Timothy Mills II versus Robert Covington. Use an early voting location, October 17th through November 2nd. Nash County voters can vote at any of the locations listed below during early voting. You can use same-day registration to register and vote during early voting, but not on election day. See last section of ncvoter.org/register. All sites are open weekdays, Monday through Friday, October 17th to November 1st, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., and Saturdays, October 19th and October 26th, and November 2nd, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Nash County Ag Center, 1006 Eastern Avenue, Nashville. Braswell Memorial Library, 727 North Grace Street, Rocky Mount. Med Park Building, UNC Nash Hospital Campus, 500 Nash Medical Arts Mall, Rocky Mount. Mount Pleasant Community Building, 7637 Harris Road, Bailey. Questions? Call the hotline at 888-OUR-VOTE. 888-OUR-VOTE. Or visit ncvoter.org. Or call the Nash County Board of Elections at 252-459-1350. 252-459-1350. This guide is produced by Democracy NC and Common Cause NC, which are not affiliated with any party or candidate. Pitt Voter Guide Text. U.S. House of Representatives. Members of Congress adopt laws affecting local, national, and international affairs. Pitt County is in the 3rd Congressional District, represented by Republican Greg Murphy. You may vote for him or his opponent, Libertarian George Cormos. NC General Assembly. The NC General Assembly has 50 senators and 120 representatives serving 2-year terms. They adopt the state budget and laws affecting a wide range of topics. As in Congress, candidates have different views on how to represent the public interest on everything from abortion to tax fairness. See ncvoter.org/guide for more about the candidates in your district. NC Senate District 5. Alexander J. Pascal, PASCHALL, Republican. Assistant Public Defender in Pitt County. Would change policies that are criminalizing poverty, e.g., jail for fees / DMV license revocation, yet are lenient toward dangerous criminals. Would work to fund and coordinate a unified effort to improve and maintain our waterways in order to address chronic flooding in the region. Website, elect Pascal, PASCHALL.com. Candy D. Smith, Democrat, now in NC Senate, small business owner, would work to increase the supply of affordable housing and expand Medicaid insurance coverage, would address flooding and climate change, invest in green energy, and hold polluters accountable. Supports justice system reforms to address racial and economic disparities, and also aid reentry. Website, candysmith.com, KANDIESMITH.com. NC House District 8. Angeline Mitchell, Republican, ANGELENE, MITCHELL, Minister, degree in business management, supports providing adequate resources for good teachers and quality public schools, says crime and illegal immigration need attention, wants to reduce the injustice experienced by people who don't fit in. Website, none. Glorstein Brown, Democrat, GLORISTINE. Now in NC House, former mayor of Bethel, says, our teachers are the backbone of our society and they should be compensated accordingly. Favors local, regional, and state collaboration for economic development and job creation. Supports conservation and reducing waste to protect the planet. Website, facebook.com/GloristeenBrownNC. NC House District 9, Claire Kempner, Democrat, KEMPNER. Leader of NC Chapter of Moms Demand Action, which promotes gun safety laws, says our Republican-controlled legislature is violating our Constitution by not fully funding our public schools. We'll fight to defend reproductive freedom. Says affordable health care is a right. Supports providing more resources to address mental health and addiction problems. Website, claire4nc.com, and that's spelled out F-O-R. Timothy Reeder, Republican, R-E-E-D-E-R. Now in NC House, is a physician, supports protecting the Second Amendment by opposing gun ownership restrictions, says economic freedom is essential to human liberty and personal success, supports lowering taxes and decreasing regulations of companies, supports funding to place more school resource officers and mental health professionals in schools. Website, drtimreeder.com. Choose your local officials. Pitt County Board of Commissioners. The County Commission adopts the budget for schools and other agencies, and it oversees land use, affordable housing, conservation programs, the health department, recreation, and many other vital services. This year, voters elect 3 of the 9 members on the commission, depending on the district where you live. Visit ncvoter.org/guide for your district and profiles of the candidates on your ballot. Commissioner, District A, Melvin C. McLawhorn, Democrat. This candidate is unopposed. Commissioner District B. Bob Edwards, Democrat, retired professor at ECU, wants adequately resourced public schools that educate a broadly skilled workforce, would expand county support for housing and renting options, and access to transit and recreation. Website, bobforpittcounty.com, and four is spelled F-O-R. Rochelle Brown, Republican. Culinary and event space business owner. Would sell downtown properties to private developers to stimulate commerce and growth. Supports more resources for law enforcement, community policing, and crime prevention strategies. Website, RochelleBrown.net. That's R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. Commissioner District C, Mac Manning. Mac is M-A-C, Manning, Democrat. Retired sheriff of Pitt County. Would use his experience with budgeting, financial planning, personal management, facilities maintenance, public infrastructure, and long-term planning to serve the county. Wants an economy that benefits all citizens. Would be a good steward of our tax dollars. Website, macmanning.com. Billy Parker, Republican. Small business owner. Would prioritize support for law enforcement because its absence means justice becomes an apparition without substance. Wants to partner with local cities in a way that fosters economic development and attracts industry to eastern North Carolina. Website, electbillyparker.net. Pitt County Board of Education. The 9-member Board of Education hires the school superintendent and oversees finances, pupil placement, school policies, and curriculum choices. The members are elected by district on a nonpartisan basis. This year, voters living in districts 1, 3, 4, 6, 8, and 9 will elect their Board of Education member. Find your district and the candidates on your ballot at ncvoter.org/guide. District 1. Unexpired term. Mary Nobles Maltsby, M-A-U-L-T-S-B-Y. Retired educator, now a reading interventionist in elementary school. Appointed to serve as District 1 board member in April 2024. Would advocate for effective policies to improve and sustain quality education in Pitt County. Believes excellence in education can be achieved by unlocking potential, empowering every student, and building futures one student at a time. Web, facebook.com/mary.maltsby.92. Maltsby is spelled M-A-U-L-T-S-B-Y. Marvian J. Wilcox, M Barvion. Hospitality Associate at ECU Medical Center would promote competitive salaries for all school staff and provide a supportive work environment that values educators' contributions, would prioritize the importance of student mental health, comprehensive school safety measures, and empowering students in reaching their full potential. Website, facebook.com/Marvion-Wilcox-1000646-7668. District 3. Rashid Mallory, R-A-S-H-E-E-D, Mallory, M-A-L-L-O-R-Y. Food truck owner emphasizes the importance of positive community support for children's development. Wants mental health counseling that listens to students rather than throwing labels on them. Website, none. James Tripp, T-R-I-P-P, member of the Board of Education, worked in law enforcement for 30-plus years, now retired, worked with Pitt County Schools and Sheriff on gang prevention and related training for school staff. Says he is concerned about school safety, racial inequality, school suspension practices, and construction of mobile classrooms, wants to see the school system hire more black men as teachers. Website, none. District 4. Justin Eastwood, construction foreman, says he is tired of books being allowed in our public schools, but yet we were not allowed to talk in the same verbiage at the board meetings due to the vulgarity of the words we were using. Says, bullies and disciplinary actions against those bullying are not being dealt with. Web, facebook.com/CTEJRE. Desha Lane, D-E-S-H-A, program manager at Impact Youth NC, chair of the Pitt County Community Collaborative for Children, Youth, and Families, says board members should listen to and be influenced by families and students as they make decisions. Priorities: create a safe learning environment and encourage policies that disrupt the school-to-prison pipeline. Website, deshaforschoolboard.wixsite.com. And it's the number 4, Desha for School Board. Worth, District 6. Worth Forbes, member of the Board of Education, 30-plus years experience in Pitt County Schools, from teacher to principal to associate superintendent, supports supplemental pay for teachers and reducing their workload by eliminating unnecessary paperwork programs. Wants to improve discipline in classrooms. Website, worthforbes.info. I will spell that for you. worthforbes.info. Worth Forbes. Erin Kessel, E-R-I-N-K-E-S-S-E-L, Pitt County public school teacher for 13 plus years, recognizes diversity of families with children in Pitt County schools and the need to provide equitable resources and multiple ways to support student learning and parental involvement, supports policies that will retain and reward teachers and provide opportunities for growth. Website, erinkesselpcs.weebly.com. I'll spell that for you, erinkesselpcs.weebly.com. District 8, Amanda Klein. This candidate is unopposed. District 9, Benji Forrest, B-E-N-J-I-E, F-O-R-R-E-S-T. Member of the Board of Education, owns Benji Forrest Farms. A former teacher, says student achievement should be evaluated not just based on test scores, but also on student interest, career preparation, and dropout rates. Says security in schools and buses should be periodically assessed and improved. Supports partnerships with area colleges and institutions for vocational learning. No program that excites students should be eliminated. Website, BenjiForrest.com. BenjiForrest.com. Jennifer C. Matthews, faculty member at ECU, spouse of public school teacher, PTA board member at Children's School, emphasizes student success, but we must acknowledge that success looks different for every student. Supports technical education for skilled workers, as well as college prep curriculum. Supports going to families with information they need, rather than expecting families to go to inconvenient places. Says that teachers, counselors, and other staff deserve respect, better pay, and supportive resources to perform their jobs. Website, jennifermatthewsforschoolboard.weebly.com. I'll spell that for you, jennifermatthewsforschoolboard.weebly.com. Other local candidates. Superior Court Judge, District 3, Seat 1, Jeffrey B. Foster, Republican, unopposed. District Court Judge, District 3, Seat 3, G. Galen Brady, Democrat, unopposed. District Court Judge, District 3, Seat 4, Brian DeSoto, Republican, unopposed. District Court Judge, District 3, Seat 5, Wendy Smallwood, Hazleton, Democrat, unopposed. District Court Judge, District 3, Seat 6, Mario E. Perez, Democrat, unopposed. Pitt County Register of Deeds, Lisa Nichols, Democrat, unopposed. use an early voting location October 17th through November 2nd. Pitt County voters can vote at any of the locations listed below during early voting. You can use same-day registration to register and vote during early voting, but not on election day. See last section of ncvoter.org/register. All sites are open weekdays, Monday through Friday, October 17th to November 1st, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. On the Saturdays, October 19th, October 26th, and November 2nd, they are open 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And on Sunday, October 27th, from 1 to 5 p.m. Here are the early voting locations. Agricultural Center, 403 Government Circle, Greenville. H. Boyd Lee Park, 5184 Corey Road, Greenville. ECU Student Center, room 125, 501 East 10th Street, Greenville. Epps Recreation Center, 400 Nash Street, Greenville. Aiden Community Building, 548 2nd Street, Aiden. Farmville Community Center, 3886 South Main Street, Farmville. And Winterville Community Room, 2593 Railroad Street, Winterville. Questions? You can call the hotline at 888-OUR-VOTE. That's 888-OURVOTE. Or you can visit ncvoter.org. Or you can call the Pitt County Board of Elections at 252-902-3300. Again, that's the Pitt County Board of Elections at 252-902-3300. This guide is produced by Democracy NC and Common Cause NC, which are not affiliated with any party or candidate.